Welcome back to Overdunk, everybody, your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Zoinks, joined as always by Bridget. We're going to be jumping into yet another podcast episode and yet another patch episode. That's right, 1 week before NEIC, we got a patch and not a small one either. A lot of very relevant meta Pokemon changes and not to mention map changes. In-game system changes? Yeah, there's a lot to talk about for sure. A little bit of Unite Championship Series news from across the pond as well in a few of the Asia regions. It's going to be an awesome episode, but before we get into any of that, Bridget, my friend, how have you been?
So good. Just preparing for New Orleans, which is upon us, I guess, almost exactly a week?
Almost a week.
A week and a half, like a little less than a week and a half.
People will start trickling into New Orleans within a week, for sure.
Yes, easy.
For example, I looked at my flights because I just go onto my preferred airline and I just search for direct, not hard, to New Orleans. Like Chicago to New Orleans, very quick trip. It's not too bad. But
Checked
it. Yeah, I know. I looked at my flight and I realized I'm landing like before noon on Wednesday. And I'm like, what am I going to do for an entire day? So luckily, New Orleans is a very fun city to be
in,
yeah, with stuff to do. So I'm not worried about it, but it's like, wow, okay. If you're going to New Orleans early before the event, hit me up. I'm going to be hanging out for most of Wednesday. I got an open schedule for any Overdunk fans that want to hang out. So
Dunkheads only.
Yeah, Dunkheads only. Bridget not invited. She's coming tomorrow.
I should make a Dunkhead sign.
Dunkheads. Yes, that's such a great idea. Make it like the Burger King crowns that you would wear. I don't know. That seems like a lot of work, but worth it.
If our goals were better, I could make like a goal.
Yeah.
Head.
Well, okay. I mean, kind of literally, like it's one trip. It's one trip to the dollar store for a halo that you set upon your head.
Did they make those?
Maybe a Christian dollar store.
Oh, okay. I'll go to the Christian dollar store.
Perfect.
To defile God by making a halo. And calling it a Unite goal zone for
perfect.
The Dunkheads.
In Pride Month. Let's go. Okay, so this is going to be worth. All right, but anyway, signs aside, it's going to be really fun. But I know you actually have been talking about a lot of different signs. We've been brainstorming in the pre-show. So it's just a reminder to everybody, if you listen to this podcast on YouTube or if you're listening to it on any kind of podcast platform, we do live record these episodes basically every Tuesday evening. I know we did miss last week. I'm so sorry. When I was traveling, it just made it really difficult to set up an episode. But if you want to test these episodes live, it's very fun. We have a pre-show before every episode for me to make sure the audio is working correctly and also to chat about our ranked games. So it's a good time, and it's just a lot of fun hanging out. So if you want to catch it live on Twitch, follow us at UniteMics. But normally we say plugs for the end of the show, but I don't know. I felt like plugging the Twitch at the start of the show.
Yeah, get them in here. Let them know.
Exactly. Dunkheads unite wherever we may be found. Okay. All right. Well, I intro the show a little bit at the start. We got a lot to be talking about today, and the first thing I think we should talk about is more world slots. Haven't given up. It feels like it's not a Overdunk podcast episode without talking about some newly qualified world championship teams, but this one is a bit of a surprise. So I'm gonna move over to our browser screen here so we can see it. Let's talk Korea this year getting two world slots, neither of which are Twisted Minds, or even the new FN Esports roster. Now, if you are unfamiliar with the name Twisted Minds, don't worry, I'll fill you in. This is formerly Zora Tigers Gaming, the runner-ups at the World Championships last year, are not going to be there. They were just recently signed with Twisted Minds after some inner disputes with FN Esports. FN Esports signing a new team alongside former member Chobo. Drama in Korea.
Yeah,
but anyway, neither of those teams qualifying for the World Championships via their regional tournament. Instead, they finished third and fourth, and the teams that do qualify in first place are Team EX, a team made up of Grom, Divel, Lip, Suram, and Pisterio. And then Last Dance coming in second, and Kai, Kiki, Repek, Chris, and Noah. I think I got most of those names right. Probably got some of them wrong. That's all right. But either way, two brand new squads from Korea. I have not VOD reviewed this tournament yet, but it is literally first up on my VODs to get caught up on. So hopefully I get into that. But either way, huge news. Twisted Minds at FN Esports. Now, their only possibility of qualifying for the World Championships is technically making the trip out to NAIC next week and playing. I don't know if that's happening. It would be super cool if it was, but it's not. So, Bridget, any thoughts on this, you know, crazy scenes out here in Korea?
Definitely extremely unexpected. Especially, like, looking now deeper at this bracket, like, exactly how Twisted Minds' run went, it seems like they got knocked down to losers by Last Dance, and then they were ultimately knocked from the tournament from Team EX, so it's...
Yeah, they lost to both qualified teams. Yeah,
they kind of got by both of them, so... I'm not sure what happened. Obviously, I'm sure there was a bit of, like, drama, learning curve. They obviously didn't have that core five that they have kind of been rolling with for over a year, if not longer. Right. So I'm sure that made things more difficult for Twisted and obviously the lone former player on FN as well. You're just working with people you probably quite literally aren't used to. So... Really, really tragic, though, but exciting for these new Korea teams. I was kind of talking with a friend earlier. I'm like, I feel like I don't know a lot of, like, Korean players or teams outside of Zora, so I'm excited now that they get two world spots for us to, like, see them and get them to be showcased more, but I'm excited to see what they can do. Are you familiar with any of the players on these teams, Zoinks?
Unfortunately, not super. However... Notable Dunkhead Goat Dextrodome, as always in our Twitch chat, is letting us know that Last Dance is actually the former Team K who got second at Winter Tournament for ACL. So basically second for the Korea qualifier for the Asia Champions League this year. So a very, very good team that you can make the argument the second best in Korea around the time of Asia Champions League this year. Strong team. Reminder, that is not... They didn't have to play against, well, then FN at the time because FN was playing in the league, not the winter tournament. So a little bit different. But either way, Last Dance going a crazy run. And I'm sorry, I cut you off. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, I think one of the players, Lip, I think, on EX was like, I don't know if they've qualified for Worlds previously, but I feel like they... are a notable player that had a name change, and I'm like so blanking on what their name used to be. But
gotcha. Oh, Epe. Yeah, perfect.
Yes,
thank you,
Epe.
Liquipedia.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's actually huge. Okay, so
yes.
Epe. Epe.
That was the only player I like kind of recognized.
Yeah. Okay.
Recognized Epe.
If we go to the extended list of results, it looks like they did not play at the World Championships, but have played in a lot of previous Korean tournaments. They're only like fifth to sixth finish being in the Asia Champions League East Asia qualifier, losing to Mosquitoes once upon a time. But either way, a lot of really impressive performances for this team. So shout out to Team EX. Thank you for calling a lip. So a lot of crazy tragedies.
Definitely.
Not least of which, by any means, Team Gay not qualifying for the World Championships is a bummer. And
actually,
now, the reminder, this did happen before Pride Month, so it's not, like, illegal, but it is a bummer.
It's just about illegal to me, if I'm being honest. Like, we really should have just given them the, like, they can take the NAIC spot.
Yeah, in the People's Court, they would win basically any kind of license. But
that
yeah.
all of them have gay in their name.
Right. So, yeah, we're looking at the roster for any audio listeners. Appeal Gay, John Doe Gay, Boom Gay, Sad Gay, and Icy Gay. Tag yourself. I'm Icy Gay.
Easy
tag. So yeah, a few crazy scenes out there in Korea. There was some rumors that potentially Twisted Minds would make a play out for NAIC, which would put me through the roof because a few of those players are some of my favorite players in the entire scene. But I don't know if it's going to happen. Korea to New Orleans on very short notice, that's difficult. So we'll see if it happens. It would be awesome. We'd love to see Twisted Minds compete for a chance at World Spot because not having our runner-ups is kind of wild. Speaking of not having our runner-ups, Bridget, how about not having our world champions? Fennel Esports, After probably a disappointing result at the ACL finals for that team, not making it to the Japan regional tournament, fumbling in the final qualifier. So in April, May, and now June, Fennel fails to qualify three tournaments in a row and will not be competing for a world championship spot alongside the other top eight teams in Japan. That's crazy!
It is actually, like, unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I will give Fennel some credit. Like, they've had a turbulent couple months. Ton retired. Mm-hmm. Lukaku is on a different team now.
Who's apparently in this tournament, by the way.
Yes, they didn't qualify.
Know which one. I don't know which team they're on. I'll try to look, but we'll see.
Someone will know, maybe. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure Lukaku is helping out someone somewhere else. So, obviously, Mashio wasn't able to play at ACL. Like, it's just kind of not been...
Mm-hmm. Totally.
It's just really... You couldn't have a more opposite year, like, than Fennel just had as the year prior. Like, they were so... It was just... They were on fire last year. Like, insanely dominant. And then this year, it's just been... Ugh. It's just been hard. Hard for the gamers. And it's sad. It's just kind of weird that we're not going to have, like... Our reigning champs. Or even, like, reigning runner-up. Like...
It's crazy.
It's just... It's going to be LG's world, I feel like. They're going to be the main, like... player, like, they're gonna be the only former world champs there.
Insane. This is unprecedented, right? We've never had zero world champions reemerge at the second tournament. How about second place? I think we've always had the second place team also qualify the next year, right? Obviously, Nounce Esports has played for years now.
Yeah.
Omo Abyssinian also showing up at Worlds, I believe, or at least members of that roster.
Yeah.
Not the entirely. Oh, well, Reggie is saying Omo missed, and I do remember they missed. I don't know. I thought, like, a player or two made it, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, for some reason I thought that too, but I definitely could be wrong. I'd have to check.
But I do know for a fact the most of that team didn't make it. Dextro, always the clutch. They qualified, but didn't have visas.
I was like, someone will know. And by someone, I always mean Dextro, but I don't want to make him feel obligated.
All right. Let's not bounce off Fennel for too long, though, right? So let's jump back to it. This is Smim's favorite tweet of all time.
It might be mine. It's pretty good.
This is so funny. TonGG, this must be a very difficult situation for fans. God, why did this happen? I believe this was referring to P disconnecting. mid-match, I believe during their Swiss rounds.
God.
Had a disconnect. Admins didn't pause. I don't even know if there are admins in the Swiss stage or maybe it was like early enough in the match. Honestly, not too sure. Either way, Ton sharing their feelings and sentiments for their former team, asking why. A lot of God references in this episode today.
God,
but
why did this happen?
God, why did this happen? Who knows?
It's just something like about the Google Translate of it all that makes it even funnier.
Oh,
like,
no, this got another layer funnier. Thank you, Toon, for adding even more context.
Oh, no.
This was just before Fennel had to play Lukaku's team.
I shouldn't laugh.
No, that's so funny. That's peak content. Oh, my word. God, why did this happen? Hey, tough
God,
to be a P and a Lukaku fan. What can I say? What can I say?
Yeah, hey, Lukaku on top right
crazy.
Now.
Crazy. So, unfortunately, our first and second going to be missing. Luckily, both third and fourth are already qualified for Worlds. We're going to have Onik and Peru. I'm trying to remember what team they're going by now at this time. So
yeah,
at least our
I
top
know.
Four will have representatives. But yeah, still very, very wild. And who knows if some teams will buy tickets to New Orleans last minute. That would be God, so exciting.
If any of these like Asian teams like last minute come, I will be freaking. I'm already kind of freaking out that like Brazil, Europe.
Yeah,
like,
DreamHack is
like,
praying
the,
against
the
opposite of that happening.
Yeah,
please,
DreamHack
no.
is on a mission.
Yeah,
they need this.
Exactly. Well, Okay, enough Unite Championship Series talk for now. We're definitely going to be going insanely deep dive on our episode next week when it comes to NAIC, talking about all our predictions. By that point, will we know the groups? Probably not. That'll probably get seated a little bit closer because Registration stays open quite late. Quick PSA.
Tuesday. Anyway.
Well, yeah, quick PSA for everybody. If you are not playing or not attending, this is just like a tweet RK9 put up. I reposted it, but in case you're listening and didn't see that, if you are not attending NAIC and you want to get your refund, you have to back out before Wednesday, which is tomorrow if this is like live recording. So you got to back out some point on Wednesday to get your full refund. And after Wednesday, signups will be reopened for a short period.
Oh, cool.
So RK9 kind of does this. They have the cutoff for refunds, and then after that, they reopen it if they have any last-minute openings. So I know that's more of a TCG announcement because they always hit cap every single event ever. But hey, if you want to still sign up for a Unite event, this is your last chance, you know? Get the gang together.
Quite literally, of the season.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we are... Yeah, I got even more awesome. We got even more takes in our chat. I love it. Reggie saying that NA looks better than Japan this year. I mean, honestly, Japan looks kind of strange this year. We'll see. I was talking to Ven, by the way, former host of the Overdunk podcast.
Oh, nice.
I was talking to her, and she was discussing. She had the chance to like watch and break down the last Japanese qualifier tournament, and
sweet.
Basically told me I had to watch it. Like, there's some really, really interesting team strats and really creative plans out there, which is fun. Not surprised. My boys at Team Reject qualified, and they are always known for their pretty crazy shenanigans. You know, it's still tough to call my boys because Yakko's not on that team anymore, but it's fine. It's fine. It's okay. I've chosen Reject as my team from Japan, so we'll be cheering for them out of my Japan fandom quadrant.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Good to know.
Love Reject. They need to have a good run. You know, they always have a crazy regional run, and then they kind of like just have an okay Fizzle. Worlds run. We need a banger Reject run at Worlds. That'd be exciting.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's gonna be awesome. Okay, so let's get into the big portion of today's episode. Yes, a week away from NAIC, we have a brand new Unite patch. Of course, patch 1.19.1.2, also known as Full Force Burst, is going to be entering into the game. Bridget, how do we feel about the name Full Force Burst?
Bad.
Okay.
I still like the names. Keep naming them.
This one
doesn't translate to English very well, methinks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This just gives... crazy. This is kind of crazy. I understand where they're coming from. Kind of. At least with Cinderace. Nothing else really feels full force burst to me, you know?
Yeah, it's a little tougher. Actually, let's quickly not fully rank, but just kind of talk about what ones were good and what ones weren't. Because let's jump over to it. I'm just actually going to go into Garbage King's posts on the Pokemon forums because they're the ones
Smart.
That post the updates all the time. So full force burst was a oof, you know? Maybe not great. Breath of Evolution... Oh, I don't
I
know how
liked.
I don't really know where
was
the
nice.
I didn't know where the breath hit, but I do like it. I do like Breath of Evolution.
Like a breath of life into the Monset Evolution.
That's true. Okay, Assault Break, not bad.
It was very descriptive of what was happening. AKA Speedsters were assaulting me. I needed a break.
That's true. Yeah, very memeable, which is a great patch name.
I did like that one.
Nigakuten Zurtasfunkten.
Maybe not the German translation.
Okay. I believe that's for trading feature update. Yeah, we had Assault Break. Unison Strike. Very good. What?
I was the boo. I was running about to be like, tomato, hiss.
Wow. I liked Unison Strike.
Really?
Yeah, it's better than Full Force Burst. All right, let's get into the patch. Okay, in a rare occasion, we're actually going to start with the bottom because this did happen earlier. Amulet Coin and Choice Scarf hit the game. We talked a little bit about that at the start of the episode, at least when I was talking about Choice Scarf. But Amulet Coin has been added as well as Choice Scarf. And One of the first times in a long time we have gotten a 24-hour hotfix added
yes,
to
sir.
The game.
Rare.
Amulet Coin now has added a 20-second cooldown to the energy gain effect. Amulet Coin is a unique held item that increases Eos energy gained from KOing wild Pokemon. However, when used with certain Pokemon or strategies, score comps, it enables players to reliably score large amounts of energy early in the match, which led to more one-sided games than anticipated. To address
this, I could
not
have seen this coming.
There's no way. To address this, a 20-second cooldown has been added to the energy gain effect to reduce the overall amount of Eos energy that can be collected. We appreciate the new strategies involving specific items may continue to significantly impact win rates. We will continue to monitor these trends closely. I think that final sentence is kind of interesting. It's basically like, hey, if this doesn't win, we'll put it back. Is like kind of what
no.
I'm getting. Well, we'll
see.
They won't
put it all the way back.
No, but they'll definitely loosen it.
But they would, yeah.
I will say, I think this nerf is my favorite way they could have done it.
Yeah.
Because I think what I always thought the craziest part about old Amulet Coin, by that I mean what existed for 24 hours, was that it worked on objective Pokemon. Like,
insane.
You're not going to Regieleki. You were getting bank, what, 30 AOS energy instead of 20, right? Like, it is insane amount of cash that you had. Yeah. Wild. But now you can still kind of do that, right? You can play around it. You just watch your cooldown. Make sure that that's the next wild Pokemon you knock out. Like, I don't know. It, 40
it's really not
points,
that
yeah.
long of a cooldown.
No, exactly.
Like 20
but it's
seconds.
A bit more like you have to think about it a little bit more.
Yes.
Which I think is actually kind of a cool strategy. So if people want to still try to play score comp, they can. This is another item for it. Great. And now it'll you have to be used a little bit more creatively than just eyes closed, head first, score. So
exactly.
Yeah, this quote, Dexter giving us this quote from Curios, said during the meta that we need to break tier one before 850 to outscore comp score comp.
That is vile.
Uh-huh.
Vile and disturbing, actually.
Scary.
Is the goal. That was, I remember I was like, that was like kind of around when the Psyduck skin came out, and that's why I was like, I'm gonna play Unite, I'm gonna get this duck skin, I'm gonna figure it out, and then Amulet Coin dropped, and I'm like, no thanks. I'm actually not even gonna touch this until this is not happening anymore. So I salute everyone who played
yeah,
during this period.
Totally.
I could not be me.
Yeah, I gave it the old, I'll play a different game for now. until I came
yeah, I watched some streams, and I was like, I don't think this one's for me.
Okay, some of these bug fixes are very funny, actually. I just read through them. Did not know this, but they fixed an issue where Decidueye's Leaf Storm could move Alolan Raichu's planted Electro Ball. That is so funny to me. That Decidueye
yeah,
could go bounce
like
him around.
Yeah, maybe it was a lot of like Meowscarada and Darkrai interactions, which I thought was funny. Always Darkrai for the most part, but that one is a little silly goofy.
Yeah. This other one's just funny because it's another Phalanx nerf somehow. Fixed Psyduck's Bubble Beam so it does not spawn foam on troopers. So now you can hit bubbles onto the troopers too, because why? Phalanx needs yet another nerf. Okay.
Oh, it says it does not spawn on troopers.
Oh, I thought, okay.
I took that as it, so it,
oh,
maybe
interesting.
I'm reading it wrong.
All right, I'm going to go lab it. I'm going to go
yeah,
bubble
we'll,
beam some
we'll
troopers.
Yeah, I'll be right back. Pause the podcast, please.
Pause. Oh, Phalanx buff. Okay, NAIC is back. The Lucario versus Phalanx matchup is back.
Finally.
All right, let's get into the really big changes to start. Map adjustments. Rayquaza HP has now been increased by 10%, as has Zapdos on Remote Stadium. So, great. Which actually is kind of funny. Maybe I should be caring about that more because I've been saying that on cooldown about the 500 point mode is that everything needs more HP. So,
true.
Well, okay. It happened there as well. Great. Love it. Rayquaza. HP going up by 10%. When Spraggles made his first YouTube video, like reacting to the patch, I commented and I was like, we put Ray HP on screen for one tournament. And Timmy was like, that's what it's at? Give that thing a buff.
I was going to say, that was Zoinks. I had a joke. I was literally going to, I was like, I think you can take credit for this.
Let's go.
Like,
you're welcome. You're welcome, Rayquaza.
You put the HP bar for May regionals.
Yeah.
And they were like, man, this thing really is going down fast. Like, we gotta. Maybe we should do something.
Give that guy a Rocky
helmet.
I think
that's all you. Yeah. Put Rocky. Yeah, that's the other bullet point. Put Rocky helmet on the Rayquaza.
And leftovers. What the?
Yeah. That'll get him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think this is going to be like, I don't know. Do you think this is going to be like an impactful HP change? To me, this isn't like going to be too game changing, but I do think this is a really like a very unique and positive time where it feels like the community has been like listened to.
Yeah.
Which
in a couple ways
is kind of shocking a bit, but really cool to see.
Yeah. I love it. Do I think it's going to be impactful? It's really hard to tell without feeling it out in game, right? This is very much a vibes change, like 10%. I actually could tell you exactly what that is at 8 minutes, probably, if I went over to the Unite broadcast where we had the number on screen.
Like, that's not a lot.
Yeah, but it's not a lot. But when their HP is at like 32,000, you're looking at what, maybe 2 to 3 more moves initially. From a Pokemon? No, that can't be right. It takes more than 10 moves to knock out.
Well, because it gets more HP the longer it's up.
Totally.
Too.
Yeah. So it's a wild Pokemon that buffs itself essentially. But either way, I do think it'll have a kind of more to change. I think it'll just be a little bit longer for when this Pokemon is knocked out. And the reason I say that's relevant is how many times the games come down to they knock out the Ray and then my commentary changes from, okay, but do they have enough time to score? Right? Like,
yes,
they are going to score, but they can give up tier two and they only have to guard tier two, or they can give up tier one, they only have to guard tier two for 35 seconds or 45 seconds are two very different breakpoints. So I actually wonder, like, even on average, 10 to 15 seconds later of Rayquaza being knocked out, I think will be relevant. I mean, there's only 2 minutes in the final stretch, and that is any amount of time change there is very valuable. So, you know what? I am on the side of it'll be impactful. Again, I don't know, but that's kind of where I'm leaning. How about you?
Yeah, I liked that analysis of it, like looking at it, that you're right. It only is 2 minutes, so any kind of like scooching one way or the other is going to impact. Like, it's already coming down to a lot of split second decisions. In the whole game, 10 minutes is short for a game like this. Like, truly, if you like path the wrong way, like, it might not super matter in your everyday ranked games, but from a comp standpoint, like, that matters. Like, if you are not going the right direction at the right time, like, that could impact everything. So you did kind of convince me a little bit, because at first I was like, I don't know, it doesn't feel like it's going to be like a ton. It will be interesting though to like feel it out. That will be the determining factor, and I'm just excited. I'm excited to see this patch for NAIC.
Me too.
I know it kind of stinks for the players to have to adjust, but I actually really like this patch a lot, and I'm excited to see the strats that come out of it.
Bridget, me too. Me too. Oh, and one final thing on this Ray change. To explain what I mean by vibes change is, I think we all in our heads have a HP bar above Ray that at a certain point we just go, just hit it. You know what I mean? Those are the words that come out of our mouth when we're playing with our friends. We're calming, they're like,
for me,
all right, just hit, just hit, just hit. Yeah, okay, well,
maybe
then this change won't change anything for you. But even then, like, you, now it's going to be, it'll be a little bit longer before it hits that, okay, just hit it, break point, which I think will be interesting. Yeah. They have bigger issues like game pauses on stage, but fun facts, ma'am, that's the fault of the players most of the time. Anyway, let's move on to experience system. Okay, another huge game change. For the first minute of the battle, bonus experience based on average team level differences will not be granted. In Unite battles, if there's a significant level gap between teams, the trailing team usually receives more experience points to prevent one-sided games. However, this bonus is being exploited in the earliest stage of the game when no team had actually fallen behind, leading to more experience being gained than intended. This adjustment disables the bonus experience for the first minute to ensure fair early game balance. A lot of words there. Basically, what I've seen the community talking about is now, likely, you don't have to wait till 9:45 to knock out your Zatu, and early ganks will happen a little less frequently. with this system. A little bit less on the level 4 Pokemon. Look at you, Leafeon. So,
yeah.
Hey, bit of a change there. It'd be great.
I also love a passive nerf to Leafeon.
Exactly.
Sorry.
We'll take it. No. I just kind of want to go back to what I said, by the way. It's not usually the player's fault. It's like a good mix. It's not always
it's like,
the player's
yeah,
fault.
It's fair.
technology is tough to deal with, and it's a mixed bag. But anyway, continue.
Like this a lot. My first assumption was, yeah, the Zatu was kind of the big discussion point I was hearing about. It just kind of will be, you just won't have to wait for it. So in a way, it kind of like saves you time, probably. Mm-hmm. You can just KO the bird and get moving. But I was kind of wondering if it would matter for like invading, like if that makes it better or worse or... Yeah. Neutral. The one I didn't think about, which I think Wither pointed out to me, Mathcord friend, he said the level 4 ganks will definitely be impacted. And I'm like, it's kind of interesting because I don't feel like we're in, it used to be like hardcore early gank meta, but it's totally. Definitely kind of feel like it's gone away from that a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I'm not mad about the jungler having to take more time to hit the 5. I'm not going to lie to you. Sorry, junglers. But...
Agreed. I'm a fan.
Well, I'm excited. This is really interesting that they... This is, like, a change I wouldn't even, like, think of. Like, honestly, like, Zap and Ray HP, it's like, give me yes, please. But right. Something like this, I just never really thought about as an option. So, it's big cool. Agree. I like that they're experimenting with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. This is, it's gonna be really interesting. One of those things that like the central or jungler players are gonna have to figure out pretty quickly for a big tournament this weekend. But it'll be really cool to see if it actually does impact metagame choices at all. If this, you know, domino effect leads to more like hyperscalers going back to the central area, I'm all for it. Like I really miss like super powered late game Pokemon hanging out in central. You know what I mean? Like give me the Gardevoirs, the Tyranitars. Like let's have some huge late game monsters back in the metagame and not our monsters that are just in the early game and league like we have now. But okay. Let's move along. First Pokemon balance update. Wouldn't be NAIC if Lucario was not a ever-present Pokemon. Lucario getting, honestly, battle pass levels of buffs, in my opinion, but quite a few changes. First off, the Steadfast ability, their passive, where they gain a shield when they go below a certain HP threshold, is now had a cooldown buff from 60 seconds to 45 seconds. The most impactful part of this passive is the early game in the pathing phase. So having that more often is huge for Lucario to actually get use out of it. That's awesome. Bone Rush is getting a 5% damage scaling increase. So don't worry, Lucario. You can still stack with your attack weight all you want. The cooldown also going a 1 second cooldown buff, I guess, from 10 seconds to 9 seconds, which is pretty awesome. It's not an extreme speed buff, but it kind of is. You know, with Bone Rush, you can just have a Bone Rush off cooldown a little more often to reset your e-speeds. And then Close Combat, the healing is going up by 15%, allowing Lucario to be a bit more of a brawler. And then it's Unite Move, also getting a 10% decrease in energy cost. So Lucario also able to Unite more often. This is pretty huge. I mean, Lucario, it sees niche play by players who want to relive the glory days. But this is pretty fantastic. I mean, these changes do feel like now Lucario could be a very relevant option in the top lane.
Yeah, honestly, I overall actually like these changes. It just felt like Lucario couldn't really compete. In the notes, it's kind of talking about how it just was a little too frail. But now with kind of these like healing and cooldown buffs, especially on the passive, I mean... Mm-hmm. That passive was like kind of, I feel like, one of the first like really annoying passives to deal with. I mean, Luca was like just annoying to deal with in general, but I remember it was like, you gotta break the passive on that guy. So I feel like that is a really strong part of its kit and kind of like sneaky. So I might eat these words, but Luca's one of few all-rounders I will play, and oh, cool. I like close combat. Yeah, I'm not knee speed girly, obviously, right. But let's not get crazy. But I do really like Luca. I remember I first started playing it before they changed the T-Unite move to cast faster, and so I got to play the old school Luca for like a hot second as far as the ult went, but
gotcha.
We'll see, but I think this will spark joy for many players. I mean, he's kind of been a little moot, probably since NAIC last year, so.
Yeah, it's been a Pokemon that is selected, honestly, more often than his win rate would give you credit for. So
that's true.
excited to see buffs to Lucario. All right, next Pokemon, Galarian Rapidash. Last few patches, they've been slowly tuning up Galarian Rapidash again and again because they absolutely crushed it with that big nerf patch. So Galarian Rapidash's Pastel Veil has now got another 25% increase to the shield, which means it's a little harder to break when it's going in that super speed mode, giving it that hindrance resist. And Fairy Wind actually getting a pretty big damage buff, base damage at 45% increase, and its max damage also moving up by 7. Oh, sorry. Its base damage going up by 45%, and its max damage actually getting a 7% decrease, which... interesting. Don't know why you would lower the max amount of damage, but that's all right.
I wonder, like, is Fairy Wind's max damage based on speed? Because I'm basing this, I have not played Fairy Wind. Maybe I have. I haven't played G Dash in a minute, but they said that Fairy Wind's damage has also been adjusted so it's not overly reliant on movement speed. So I was wondering if you just get more off rip instead of having to zoom fast to get the max damage, but still a little weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. I don't know. Oh, whoops. I don't know if this makes Galarian Rapidash good or not, but hey, another change is probably in the right direction. Listen, this is probably the weakest speedster out of the bunch, you know?
Even with
a tough
defense
time.
Pen. I did see, when I was watching Japan Quals, I didn't watch all of it over the weekend, and I was kind of watching it passively. Mm-hmm. I did see some Rapidash that was not absent from my screen. I'm almost positive.
Okay, horse getting some play. Very exciting.
I feel like I've been seeing it like EXP share. Maybe I don't know if I saw it in Japan, but I have been. I've been watching some streams. I don't know.
EXP share does give you move speed, so there you go. Plays into its passive.
There you go.
I like it. Okay, they were playing it and it was a choice. Okay, well,
yeah,
Smim, not a fan.
I don't know if it was good, but they were doing it, so now they're probably gonna do it more.
Okay, so far we've had Lucario buffs. Now we're about to talk about Cinderace buffs and Greedent also getting a buff. Overlord patch, anyone?
they really said it's time for NAIT. Mm-hmm. Give Overlord the controller.
Okay, Cinderace, I don't think this stat buff is going to be super impactful. Cinderace is getting a bit of an HP boost into the late game. Its base HP is sticking at 3,000, but now instead of topping out at 5,400, is going to top out at 6,000. 400 HP is nothing to sneeze at, and Cinderace, one of those rare cases that they often do get to level 15 by Rayquaza, just because it's a farming monster, any of the ADCs are. So you will probably get to this upper HP threshold. It's just how relevant will it be at that point in time? But it does bring other things to the table. Obviously, it's still a decent Pokemon. It sees niche play. And now, maybe with this other change, we'll see a little bit more of this moveset because Pyro Ball has now shortened the attack animation. So don't worry, Cinderace. You don't have to use your moves for very long anymore. You can get back to holding the A button as soon as you use Pyro Ball. The attack animation has shortened, and now you can get back to your auto attacks.
It's really scary when you're not pressing the A button.
I get it.
This is also... This patch felt like more significant, or I guess even like special, because I feel like we were getting changes that are not like your everyday, like, stat up, stat down. Like, shortening its animation is so cool. Yeah. I'm, like, very excited to see how shortened it is, like, how much faster he kick the ball, but
we'll see.
I think that's cool. I mean, when is the last time? Pyro Ball's animation has probably never been touched since this mon was created, so...
Notable attacker Enjoy Your Tans is in our chat right now too, saying that this could be a broken change depending on how fast it is, like comparing it to Mystical Fire Delphox. So this could be huge.
It does give that.
Ooh, that'd be fun. I mean, cool to see Pyro Ball Cinder, but the mid-range move on Cinder just feels so difficult. You know what I mean? With only Flame Charge or Faint to avoid damage. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'm not super confident that Cinderace will leap into the meta with this, but I have been proven wrong many, many times before. So let's get to the next Pokemon. Greedent. This actually, okay, might be my favorite change in the patch.
Oh my god.
Well, it's Ray, but maybe this one. Okay, we talked about how the stats might not matter too much on that Cinder change, but they are pretty helpful. Let's talk Greedent stat changes. Again, it's a change to the late game. Greedent's defense going from topping out at 433 to topping out at 540, so over 100 physical defense added, and then from 360 to 460, 100 spidef added. Greedent getting way bulkier in terms of the defenses. Already exciting. It is a Pokemon that wasn't like, I mean, 360 and 433 aren't that great of defense stats. It definitely made up for its bulk with the HP and its movement before, so now it's just kind of becoming a all-around tanky monster. But then the rest of these changes kind of exciting. Bullet Seed will now resume shooting seeds if the move is interrupted by hindrances, as long as the button is held down. What everybody thought was a bug.
Specification of the button has to be held down.
Held down button, or else we do not.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No, really, you're right.
Like, you gotta hold the button down, though.
It is funny that it's not on tap control or something like that. But anyway, yeah, everyone thought this was a bug, I think. That happened. So maybe it is, they just bug fixed it, or maybe it was intentional, who knows. But now we resume shooting seeds of the moves interrupted. Belch having my favorite word, a burf. The attack animation is shortened, so we belch quicker, but the damage has been reduced by 12%. That's a pretty significant damage reduction, especially when this was kind of the best part of Greedent's kit, was the Unite move into infinite belches, objective secure, really tough to lock down. You know, that was the best part of its kit. Now having that change might make it a little more difficult, but maybe just a little bit less of an objective secure demon, and instead a team fight one. We'll see. And then the Unite move, throw duration doubles from half a second to 1 second. It's probably the easiest Unite move in the world to avoid. So this is more of a punish change. If you get hit by Berry Belly Flop, you're getting knocked up for longer. You're going up to a full second instead
of
just.
And you will
half
be bullet seated.
Yeah. Exactly. These adjustments focus on improving Greedent's durability and move usability. Love when they use the word move usability. Bullet Seed can now resume if interrupted. Belch's animation have been made faster for easier hits, balanced by reduced damage. I think that clarifier around Belch makes sense. They want it to be easier to land because another move that was easier to dodge. Also, it'll probably make the timing while you're coveting easier now. You know, it'll be like easier to feel out if it's faster, which is just like kind of a mechanics change, but more so just a move usability change.
Exactly. It just fits. Like, Greedent is so, like, you're zooming around that map. Like, it makes sense that you're not just like kind of, not that I ever felt like, oh, you're just standing there when you're belching, but looking at it, I'm not a Greedent player. Trust me, I don't think about this guy. But looking at it from this perspective, I'm like, oh, it makes sense. Like, his whole bit is, you know, running around being a little guy.
So why would
you want to stop and burp, you know?
How could you be so mean when he's so cute on our screen right now?
Essie.
Not that I don't think about this guy. Oh.
You cannot tell me Greedent meta was one of the most difficult things for me to deal with emotionally. So
cute is the last word I would call Greedent. Okay, I'm on an island on my Greedent love, I guess.
Bro, he's committed war crimes I will not forget. But I do like this for Greedent has needed some love, and I actually do love this for the Greedent players, but if it annoys me in my lobby, I will not be saying nice things about it.
Okay, fair. Okay, let's hit Sylveon. Next up, as an attacker, another buff here. A lot of buffs in this patch, actually, which is kind of cool.
Pretty balanced.
Yeah, decent amount of buffs, decent amount of nerfs. So I know a lot of the map changes and everything was what got people excited, but I think the changes to the Pokemon so far have been pretty cool, too. Anyway, Sylveon, getting another HP buff, not as drastic as the Cinderace one, only like a couple hundred HP into the later game. Draining Kiss now has a longer move speed reduction, or rather the tail end of the move speed reduction is a bit more drastic. So it used to be at a 50% of move speed, goes down to 30. Now it is at 50%, and now it trails to 35. So a bit more an aggressive slow. And then finally, Mystical Fire. The damage for subsequent hits is now at 12% increase. That change might be relevant. I want to read this text because I genuinely disagree with it. This doesn't happen very often where I just outright disagree, but anyway. Sylveon, being a close-range attacker, was slightly too frail. In what world was Sylveon too frail? It's like the tankiest attack. Anyway,
It's crazy. Its HP has been
reduces damage. It has high HP, and then it can heal itself with Draining Kiss or shield itself with Calm Mind. It's crazy.
And it's fine.
Ugh. Okay, its HP has been boosted, and Draining Kiss's movement speed debuff adjusted for better spacing. Mystical Fire's damage has also been increased. Let me be so clear: I'm not against Sylveon buffs. I'm really not. I do think the Pokemon needs some help in this current metagame. I just think the argument that it was frail is wild to me. When I talk about Sylveon, I actually say the opposite. Like, I think it's one of the bulkiest attackers. And yeah, frail into what?
Like, into Garchomp. Overbuffed Mons? Like, I just don't...
Yeah.
Frail into who? I don't know. I know it wasn't really, like, meta relevant. I do agree she needed some love.
For sure.
I am a little worried about the Mystical Fire subsequent hits damage.
Yeah.
But I'm not playing speedsters. Good luck.
It's true. I'm interested in these changes. When looking at them at first, I don't think this is putting Sylveon into the metagame. I think it'll be a more relevant ranked Pokemon, for sure. But I think Sylveon needs a heavy special attack meta to really thrive. With Mystical Fire, and then on your own team having more special attackers to shred with Hyper Voice, either one. But I think our meta game is largely based around physical attackers at this point, with Inteleon being one of the rare cases where it's not, and Glaceon maybe nowadays. So I personally think it's not Sylveon's time, but once we start going to some more mages, I think Sylveon will rise again. We'll see. Okay. These two changes might be some of the biggest changes, genuinely.
Yeah,
Mew.
The next two.
Mew gets a buff. Already, that's wild to say. Oh. One of the strongest Pokemon to ever grace our video game, Mew. Electro Ball, base damage up by 5%, also through light screen. Bonus damage, 9% of lost HP up to 9.5% of lost HP. So, a little bit stronger when you're weak. Great. Solar Beam.
Is the bonus damage the execute? Is that different?
I believe so.
I was wondering.
Solar Beam. Damage up by 5%. Also, their light screen. Surf. You guessed it. Damage up by 5%. After a long slump in win rate, Mew's overall damage has been increased to help it shine again in battle. Listen, I mean, the data's showing Mew's not winning. I get it. But, wow. Has there ever been a more skill check Mon in our game other than Mew, right? Like, we talk about this Pokemon always as one of the highest skill floor Pokemon in the game. It's a tough Pokemon to manage, for sure, optimally. And when players are truly good at it, points at Otter, points at Foxy, it can be unbelievably good. And now it's getting some buffs, so I think LG's got to be feeling pretty good about this patch. What are your thoughts on Mew?
It is an LG patch. There are some signs of Noun's patch as well, but
they got Toon Slim on the team.
LG is definitely kind of feasting. Maybe not Slash with the Umbreon, but yeah. He's fine. He'll be fine. Unless he didn't get nerfed again. We're good.
And he plays Block Snorlax more often anyways. It's fine.
Oh, he's fine. Mew's definitely a little scary. Obviously, like, 5%... damage on all of this isn't like the craziest amount, but I really feel like Mew is almost like a support in the sense that, like, it's not gonna take a lot for it to dominate. I would say, from a balancing standpoint. So agree that before this it's not like Mew was making a big impact by any means, and was kind of like obviously getting outclassed by the likes of Inteleon, for example. But I could definitely see this getting picked up again. I mean, it already wasn't, like, it existed at ACL. It's not like people weren't playing it. It just wasn't very common or right. like wasn't really like putting the whole team on its back. So I feel like this kind of adjustment is all new players need to be like locked back in on
totally
like seeing what this mon can do, because its kit alone just makes it so useful.
Yeah. Yeah. Personally, I don't know if this change is enough to make what I want to happen happen, but we'll see. I would love to see attacker Mew show back up. You know, I love for it to play that role on the team. Like, I listen, EXP share Mew's cool, support Mew's cool, but I would like to see the return of Mage Mew crushing it again. And we'll see. I don't know if it'll happen, but hey, it's buffed.
I don't know if I want that to happen. I'm not going to lie to you.
All right. Well, Bridget's a hater. Umbreon.
I am.
Another burf. And this one showcased by the official burf symbol, showcasing a green arrow up and a red arrow down. Umbreon getting some interesting changes. Its defense getting buffed, but foul play getting a nerf. Good. It's the only good move on this Pokemon. I've been ranting about it on this podcast for months. This Pokemon is fraudulent and Mean Look is a bad move. But anyway,
period.
You should always be playing foul play. It is better by any means. I don't understand why every tweet is about how they're not nerfing Mean Look. I truly think that's wild behavior.
What else do they want to do to Mean Look?
Anyway.
Well, they want to delete it.
Yeah.
They don't want it in the game.
I don't want Chris Heroes to be Mean Looked any more than the next person, okay? But yeah, it's going to happen.
That's nefarious. Yeah.
If they take it away, they'll just go back to getting Slowbro ulted.
Or you're getting the Crustal Walls. Like, we're not going to win.
It's give and you take. Okay. Let's talk about the huge change to Umbreon, though. The last week, we read the foul play nerf. We read the stat buffs. The Unite move, Shield Absorption. Formerly, 100% of shields were stolen by Umbreon within the area. 50% of shields are stolen now. This is massive.
You can't see it, but I'm like, I'm dancing on the grave of Umbreon.
Oh,
right,
this
now
is crazy.
I'm dancing. As a guy who plays a lot of mons that give shields, I'm not mad. And I have a green badge on Umbreon, and I'm like, yes.
You can actually pick Blissey on the other side of the draft screen when there's an Umbreon now. I think, like, you can Blitz Assistance to be happy about it, even if you get Mean Looked or whatever. If they're playing that garbage move, you already won the match.
All right, yeah.
But you can pick Snorlax if there's an Umbreon on the other side now. That's so exciting. I don't know. This change is huge. It's pretty drastic. I think Umbreon falls down even lower in the win rate category for sure. I mean, most importantly, this Pokemon is now KO-able in team fights at the end of the game. Like,
big.
Listen, your ranked teammates, they're not target priority well. They're hitting the tank at the start of the team fight. So at least now Umbreon won't just get a second life a la old school buddy barrier every time it unites. This is huge. Also, does buddy barrier go up in popularity a little bit more with this? Is there any world? Probably not. Probably the Pokemon who were playing buddy barrier are just still gonna play. It doesn't change much, but either way,
No one else is putting on the buddy barrier but the supports in the tank. Yeah. Let's be real, there's no shot.
Lucario.
As if, like you said, Umbreon wasn't kind of like low-key fraudulent enough, like I think it falls off. I don't really see. I think this might be the first time since Umbreon's release it might fall off.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that crazy
Which is
to think
crazy.
About? Oh my word. This was
like
the
overdue.
Second evolution we got? No.
No.
Glaceon was the second.
We got, we got attackers first.
Yeah,
we got
Sylveon,
Espeon.
Glaceon, Espeon. You're right.
Yeah, Umbreon took a bit, but
Umbreon might have been the last one. Now that I think about it.
I think Leaf was last,
Leaf
right?
was last? Okay. I'd like to think so. Yeah.
I trust Smim. Smim is confirming.
Ugh. Wish it wouldn't. All right.
chill.
Okay. Well, bye-bye, Umbreon. See you later. Okay. Next Pokemon. Thank goodness Suicune getting another nerf. They keep trying to hit this thing. It keeps being the best Pokemon in the game.
It needed it.
Yeah, it definitely needed it. A few changes. I think these will be relevant, especially at competitive play. I think in competitive play, this will actually be super relevant, but maybe even a rank 2. Pressure, so the ability, you're freezing now from 1.25 seconds down to 1 second. So half second less of the freeze, which is nice. Whirlpool, you reduce speed by only 20% instead of 30% now, which that might be my favorite part. I hate getting slowed by Whirlpool. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
And then Ice Beam has now gotten a half second more on tapped onto the cooldown. So it's now from 7 seconds to 7.5 seconds, making it a little less spammable with Whirlpool, but we'll see. Suicune's ability to frequently freeze opponents in teamfights was too strong. Facts.
Period.
these changes reduce its overall hindrance power. That it does. Don't mind that, honestly. Like, great. Let's keep hitting it. You know what's so funny is...
You think it needs more?
I think so. But, well, I think it needs more to, like, make it irrelevant, for sure. Like, I think this Pokemon is still a very relevant option. It might be, like, even more an EXP share jail and competitive now.
True.
You know,
but
like...
they tried to nerf the hindrance part, but...
Right. That's still good hindrance.
Like, they didn't really... Obviously, they didn't touch its damage or anything, mm-hmm. which I do feel like... Honestly, I feel like the most annoying part was the freeze. Like,
Yes.
The
yes.
passive was abysmal, so I'm glad that is getting toned down for sure. But
me too.
I would agree with you. I still think it's going to be popping up a lot at final stretch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's just like it's just too good of a design kit to be irrelevant. It's just one of those
it really
Pokemon
is.
It feels like it's just it's going to do too much, you know? It's kind of like a Blaziken in a way.
Ugh. But don't talk. I'm no Blaziken nerfs. It's fine.
Yeah. That thing's very good. Top of the win rate chart, I believe, in ranked ladder, but
I fucking bet.
All right.
I bet.
Pikachu, Volt Tackle, damage down by 10%. All right, feels like a bit of a stray, but all right. Volt Tackle at high damage along with strong hindrance effects. The damage
is because
great.
All-rounder and speedster players hate when a little rat tackles them, you know? And then they cry and they cry. Oh. And Timmy's like, okay, less damage. We're not going to hinder you less, just a little less damage.
Like,
see, people hate. Volt Tackle Pikachu.
Smith probably hates Mean Look then. Ugh.
Oh, people hate. I love my rat. I'm going back to this baby next.
All right. Well,
spite. Pure spite, by the way.
Listen, how many Pokemon games can brag about the mascot getting a nerf? Okay. Unite has some W's. We'll take it where we can. Pikachu getting a nerf. Okay. Let's go on to Hoopa. And I have a theory. I have a theory about this change, and I want you to tell me if I'm correct or not. So I'll read off the change.
Please.
We'll get your thoughts, and then I'll give my tinfoil hat theory. Trick movement speed has now been increased, kind of. Wait, what? No, movement speed increase has lowered.
Yes,
it's going slower. The increase has been decreased.
Fast.
Why would they phrase it like this? Oh, my
word.
This
is horrible.
Audio listeners, I'm going through it right now. Okay. Trick has now gone from 70% and then it decays until 50%. Now it starts at 60% and then decays to 40%. So we just move down the track a little bit lower. Shadow Ball has gotten a 10% damage decrease. Okay. Hoopa's high win rate when combining Trick and Shadow Ball has led to adjustments to both. Okay. This was the winning moveset, I guess, according to the numbers that Timmy's got. But Bridget, let's hear what you think about this.
I saw the down arrow on Hoopa, and I wasn't happy. I'm not going to lie. I haven't even really been playing much Hoopa lately, yeah. If I'm being, like, honest with you. But I still feel protective of him. So, it's just, like, at first I was like, okay, I get it. Like, he's inherently impactful. But then I saw Trick Shadow Ball, and I was like, well, that's not the moveset. maybe Trick. Honestly, Trick kind of... But it's like... Okay, Trick has been, like, a little bit slightly relevant.
Right.
Whereas, like, Portal is, like...
Mm-hmm.
Duh, you know? Like, map-breaking, basically, until Latios and Latios get here. No one else does this. Uh-huh. So, yeah, sorry, Shadow Ball enjoyers. Like, you guys they found you out. I don't know what data they had. I don't think Unite API reported this win rate as being very high, but...
Okay.
What's your theory, Mr. Zoinks? What do you got?
My theory is that the Trick Shadow Ball moveset is very similar to what Alcremie is about to do with the Decorate moveset.
Oh, the conspiracy!
So I think... they preemptively nerfed the other moveset that kinda does what their brand new Pokemon does. So
that
you're
is
like
so funny.
So that it stands out a little more. I think this is a preemptive notice me Alcremie change.
And they're get all the huge fan base of trick shadow ball players yeah. are gonna be like, man, they nerfed my boy, what am I gonna do? Here comes Alcremie, baby. It's cake time. I like the yeah. I like the psyop you've got going on.
That's so fun. I'm so glad you pointed that out. It is a conspiracy theory with the least amount of people affected of all time.
But, they're like, I'm gonna see like they're deep in the Jimmy Studios and they're like, this is the sauce. This is what's gonna
they're get on to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think you're right.
All right. Well, yeah. Yeah, Dexter was saying jungle Alcremie Flareons.
Oh,
okay.
This was for Flare. They saw Flareons kept threatening like, this kid really talks about this a lot. We should make sure he can't jungle Hoopa.
Yeah, he just looks at the cake. He goes, what? It's just better jungle Hoopa. He plays it. Maybe. That'd be good press. Okay, so hello. that's my theory on Hoopa.
I liked
Let's
that.
Let's move on
that
to this
good.
Next Pokemon. I'm sorry, Bridget. You can avert your eyes if you wish. Psyduck.
This poor duck, dude.
Getting a
what
nerf.
Did he do?
Well,
what did he do?
To be frank, war crimes. But anyway.
Yeah, lots of crimes. Yeah, that's okay.
Psychic.
He's allowed. He has a headache.
Okay. Biggest thing here, in my opinion, is the first nerf. Psychic stun duration on hit from 1 second down to 0.6 seconds. So almost a half second, almost a 50% reduction in stun time on Psychic. That, of course, is just the initial stun. The pull will still happen, of course, or whatever, where you're kind of immobile during that if the Psyduck player chooses to deign you
oh,
movement.
I'm always dragging you away, yeah. brother. You get if I'm hitting that, you best believe that I don't hit it all the time. So
gives me a chance to say yoinks out loud, which
yeah.
is
exactly.
So yeah, but I do think that initial stun change is actually massive. The other change is to surf. It's just a little bit of a cooldown change from 7 seconds to 7.5 seconds. Listen, they really want you to play Bubble Beam. Like, they want you to play Bubble
they
Beam
are
so
kind of shipping that.
Bad. Alcremie does not do Bubble Beam. They want Psyduck to do Bubble Beam.
Oh, yeah.
So,
no surfing.
Yeah, no
only bubbles.
Surfing. Yeah, I actually do really like Bubble Beam, especially with that new Gacha holoware. It's the effects are incredible.
I need that holoware, man.
Yep. I'm on like number 2 3-day license, so we're having fun. Okay. So, yeah, Psyduck changes. Bridget, do you think this is enough to move Psyduck out of the, like, what has it been, in 80-plus ban rate percentage for the last few tournaments? Does it dip below, let's say, does it get into the 60% range?
I mean, they nerfed Trick Shadow Ball, and they're nerfing Psyduck. What else is left from
yeah.
the supporters?
It's Blissey's time.
Yeah, no Blissey nerfs, baby. We're on top.
And an Umbreon nerf, so, like, kinda.
honestly, these actually are, like, passive buffs to Blissey, both the Psyduck
and Slash has his buff. Okay, it is the LG patch. We found it.
I'm very convinced. I don't know. I don't think this is enough to stop this duck.
Yeah.
Like we said, Bubble Beam is honestly not bad. Especially, I feel like if you have like an ADC, which like, hey, maybe with Cinderace, we're just popping bubbles and pyro kicking. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not a strategist. I don't know. So I still think it'll be pretty relevant. I don't know if it will be as banned, but I mean, I feel like Eldegoss is maybe a bit more of a player now than it was during the Speedster patch.
Yeah.
But other than that, I do feel like this was Blissey's world and we're all living in it. I don't think Clef is having a bad time either. I'll be
Ooh,
interested to see how much
yeah.
usage it does get
Great
at
call.
Final stretch.
Great call.
But other than that, I'm not really... I think we'll definitely still see Psyduck played. I'm really not sure about the ban rate, though.
Yeah.
I guess I'm trying to think what you're banning over this.
Mm-hmm.
Blaziken.
IMO. Suicune still, maybe.
You think?
I really think so. I have the fear of that Pokemon in me. We'll see. I'm not too
I
sure.
Know.
Umbreon out of the ban slot, though. That's kind of cool.
I think so, for sure. That's what I'm saying. I feel like actually a lot of like the banned mons are getting knocked this patch. Maybe not totally out of their spot, but they are getting knocked. So
it's true.
It leaves some room for, I mean, and we always kind of see draft get a little crazy during tourneys anyway, especially the longer they go. So I'm just really excited to see this like meta develop with this patch.
There's always a point in the tournament where the carry's like, enough, be comfy on me.
Yes. You're like, okay, Comfey will always be
a land. Comfey is the landable. It has one job, and it shows up at land.
Yeah, right. Grass not on land ping.
Personally, I think Psyduck goes from whatever it is at ban rate. I think like 80, like high 80s. I think it's high 70s in ban rate. Really? I don't think it moves too much, but I think it's still good.
A little more deal-withable.
Mewtwo X and Y. Psystrike, the throw duration, again, getting this almost 50% decrease, 1 second down to 0.6 seconds. Love this change for Mewtwo Y. Psystrike was by far the best part of that Pokemon's kit. Maybe it's Unite move. I can see everything, stun everything, and do damage to everything. But either way, Psystrike was just a crazy, crazy strong move on that Pokemon. Seeing that change is awesome to me. Don't know why Mewtwo X is also getting this treatment. It's like a weird stray.
Yeah, they're not like coded the same.
Maybe
like,
they are. Like maybe.
That's literally the only reason I can think.
Yeah.
Why? Because otherwise, like, leave Mewtwo X alone. Seriously. This dude is having a horrible time. Like, yeah. I never thought I would be coming to Mewtwo's defense, but.
Hey, he is... Rocky Helmet buff, EXP share Mewtwo X. Ready to go? Put a choice scarf on there. It's a pretty.
You can ride that cope train by yourself there, buddy.
I will. All right, let's get into another change. Snorlax getting a nerf. It has been extremely strong. However, it's just the yawn set that's changing. Sleep duration is now from 3 seconds down to 2.5 seconds. I honestly think it's kind of a fair change. Yawn has never felt broken to me. It's more felt like almost cringy. Like it's such
long.
It's a really long stun, not to mention you can hit multiple targets with it. It's not single
it's
targets,
so
which
disrespectful,
which is a little wild. So I do think that the change is good, and honestly I don't think a half second is really going to make the difference too often, especially because they were normally getting woken up by some kind of damage anyways. So not a huge nerf, felt like more of a, you know, for posterity. They're like, for the optics, we got a nerf Snorlax.
Yeah, we got us. There's too many Snorlax players who are yawning and then dancing in people's faces while they're sleeping.
The vet player change. Got it.
It has to be. It just, you know, give them a half second of freedom.
All right. Last thing. It was an effect change to Inteleon. Now, when you snipe shot, the camera now zooms out while aiming, making it easier to track the battlefield while sniping. The one potential advantage the Decidueye had, don't ask EU, had over Inteleon.
That.
Now been taken up. Inteleon now gets to zoom their camera out, making it easier to track the battlefield while they're sniping. No other changes. Could be a buff. I don't know. Honestly, it might be more annoying for players who were, like, super used to Intel aiming previously. Now they're like, okay, now I have to kind of, like, relearn.
I don't see how this could be a bad thing at all. Like, if
you're
it
right.
zooms out, like, how Deki does, or, like, I just
but
don't
what if
see
I, like,
how...
get dizzy?
Well.
All right, moving on.
I can't help you there. Wear your seasick bands like I do.
Good call. Okay, so. That was the final change of the patch. We already talked about the amulet coin and the bug fixes up at the top of the show. So, in the end, that finishes our huge patch for Full Force Burst. An exciting one with everything but the name, I think. It is a cool change. Again, it's kind of weird that it happened before NESC. Oh, and yeah, we talked about this at the pre-show. I wanted to talk about it. Saw a lot of discourse from content creators on Twitter and everything, even in like Discords and stuff, talking about wild that there's a patch a week before NAIC. And while I do think that's partially true, you got to just think about it in the grand scope of things, right? I was saying in the pre-show, if the patch was next week, then it would be a week before Japan regionals and the day before NAIC. If the patch was the week prior, it would be before Japan quals and 2 weeks before NAIC. If it was 2 weeks before that, it would be the week before Korea. If it was a week before that, it'd be the week before, like, the Hong Kong qualifier. it's impossible to avoid every tournament when there's global events happening and there are two different companies running the events. The schedules don't line up. There's too many competitions to perfectly manage this. And our game needs to be patched. We need changes to hit the game. Like, we really, really do. So,
and this is the only weekend we don't have an official tourney, right? This upcoming weekend?
Also correct. That is a good point. While it is a week before NEIC, it's also this little island where there's not an official tournament happening. So, small W? Maybe it was the only spot they could fit it in. I don't know. Either way, I do feel for the players, though. It is a bummer to not have maybe the full amount of time to prepare for a tournament that obviously has some pretty big stakes. These IC tournaments are the biggest prize pools of the year, not to mention a world spot is on the line for one of these teams. So I do feel for it. I don't want to completely come off like I'm just joining the side of the company or whatever. Like, I do get it. It's a
SMH.
It's a bummer. If in a perfect world, we get like real League of Legends esportsy, we play on the previous patch or whatever, but that's never happening. So... Well, yeah,
I don't know if we have the technology for that. We'll see what happens when the Switch 2 drops. Uh-huh. They haven't said anything about Unite, so
no.
I am not anticipating anything.
Doesn't feel like their top priority.
No. Maybe on the anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Keep praying for a Switch 2 patch, everyone. Mm-hmm. But I'll be interested to see about that. But I do feel for the players. It sucks not getting the full time to prep. My only consolation is that at least everyone is in the same boat. Like, it's not like anyone else has had any more time. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It's everyone's working with the same produce ingredients.
Yep, that's true. It is a fair playing field. And
so,
teams have to travel, less scrim. I don't know. Who cares?
We wanted more patches. Let's keep in mind, we wanted more patches.
We wanted more patches.
That is something the community wanted, and they were like, fine. So, you just kind of, you know, they're doing their best. Exactly. Sorry to also be the company guy, but
it's okay.
Whatever.
Oh, also, answering a question from Elvis, Elvis in chat. Asking if the Switch 2 is even legal for this UCS season. I don't know about Worlds, but I do know for NEIC, it has been specifically stated by Pokemon that they are not going to be allowed for any competition. This is only relevant to Unite and VGC, technically. Mm-hmm. But, for example, you will not be able to play Scarlet and Violet on the Switch 2 for your VGC competitions, and you will not be able to play Switch 2 on stage for Unite either. You know, everything will have to be played, if you're playing on your Switch, on the Switch 1.
It
has not been confirmed
NAIC.
For Worlds. Okay. It has only been confirmed for NAIC. I imagine as soon as the consoles are in TPCI's hands, they'll test as much as they can, but it's not I doubt that's been a priority for Nintendo when this is Pokemon and then the competitions of Pokemon. This is a latter decision, right? So the reminder, Pokemon is not owned by Nintendo. I feel like people get that wrong all the time somehow.
I do kind of forget. Mm-hmm. They blur in my head a bit.
They
I can't
do,
lie
they
to
do.
You.
They are lockstep with each other for sure. So, yeah. Switch 2, I suggest you.
That really got me, Dextro. I can't believe Zoinks didn't say that to me.
I love that. Hey.
Dextro said Switch 2, I suggest you switch to playing on mobile.
Love it.
That was good. Peak. You can tweet that. That's good.
So mobile pill. It's crazy.
I know. That's why I'm like, I can't believe that's not the first thing out of Zoinks' mouth. But I really hope. I know we didn't talk about Switch 2 release tomorrow. Yeah. I did not get a day one
Me neither.
Console. Too stressful. I also didn't see the Nintendo email in my inbox. That's on me. But I wasn't really looking out for it. I can't lie to you. So I'm excited for all you Switch tours. I will be watching all of the Mario Kart and hoping and praying Unite maybe runs better on it one day.
Hey, I saw Scarlet and Violet and it actually looked good. So if they could be hope.
That,
yeah. It also made me want to buy a Switch 2. So shout out to their promoting, I guess.
Yeah, I'm already feeling the FOMO, but I do not regret waiting. And if they can fix Lag Lake and Scarvy, they can fix our menus, guys. I believe
Yeah.
It'll happen.
That's true. Oh, yeah. Also, auto chess patch for the Chinese client out today. Pretty big patch. Notably, Fairy getting nerfed. Let's go. So maybe I will get some auto chess games in soon. It's been a minute since I've booted up auto chess, actually. I gotta get back on my grind.
Yeah, okay. I liked your stream. You should do
it. It was fun. Streaming that game is really easy and fun, I thought, until I started losing a ton.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, maybe actually this isn't as easy to stream and play as I thought it would be. But anyway. Okay, I said on Twitter that I might have a goofy game for you. I unfortunately did not finish the game that I'm preparing for you this time around. So we will not have it for you this week. We'll save it for another Bridget and Zoinks duo episode sometime in the future. Likely won't be next week either, because we will be doing our epic NAIC preview episode. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be wild. We're going to have a few of the other commentators who are going to be working the event joining the podcast. We're going to do predictions, not only on teams, but also on the metagame probably. Bridget always makes some pretty adorable graphs. I could do some rankings. We'll see. I've been doing a little bit of power rankings for the Unite Socials team recently.
Yeah.
But it's about time. I mean, after we know we're going to know NAIC and then we're going to know Japan qualify, we'll have every team qualified.
Teams.
And not this. So literally in, what, 3 weeks, we'll know every team going to Worlds.
Yeah, because Japan finals will be the weekend after NAIC.
Crazy. So crazy.
I can't wait. I am excited. I hope. I definitely want Zeta and Reject to qualify, but other than that, I'm not really sure. I'm not as familiar, but
we're all cheering for Team Gay. I hope that in some way they can qualify. I'm not sure how it'll happen.
Get them to Worlds.
Exactly.
Get them to the final stretch. We rig it. And go from there.
Fennel at NESC. If Fennel or Twisted Minds show up to NESC, I'm going to lose my mind with excitement.
I would freak out.
Oh, that'd be so fun. But okay, with that, Bridget, anything to plug before we get out of here?
Zoinks, you will be doing the official Pokemon NESC pre-show.
That's true.
This week? Friday?
Yeah, this Friday.
Nice.
It'll be fun. I'll be making a return. It's my second home at this point.
It is. I
really love those preview shows. I actually do have so much fun. I've said it on this podcast a ton of times. I've said it on broadcast. I am genuinely a fan of all four of the Pokemon titles that are played at the championship series level. Like every regionals weekend, I love it because I can have like multiple streams going on at a given time. I'm what they call a nerd and a loser, but I do.
I think it's jack of all trades, but
yes,
whatever you want to identify as.
Either or, but I do love all the games. So having a chance to be on a product that like pushes all the games is very, very fun. One thing I do want to say though, they post every time they did the announcement, they always ask for questions from the community, and they can be about literally anything. So just a call to the community, please post questions. They're so fun to do on there, and the Unite community always has like kind of the best questions. All the other communities are like, what restricted Pokemon should I play? Which is a good question, but like, it's the same one every time. So I'm not even saying you have to be creative. Go just ask like, what speedster the coolest? That's fine. I don't care. But just go ask questions. That would be awesome. So there's my call to action for our community. Also, we talked about it a little bit in the pre-show, but if you're watching this on YouTube, please, if you made it to the end of the episode, comment below what sign should Bridget make for NAIC. If you're watching the official stream, Bridget is going to be on camera a whole lot with large signs in the crowd. So make sure to make signs but in the YouTube comments, give us ideas for what signs to make that we can cheer on the Unite competitors from the crowd, because it'll be really, really fun.
So the idea is just to give you guys some thought starters, because I feel like I've been struggling. Some suggestions I have so far are We Want Free Hot Dogs. World's smallest marble. Just like an overdunk logo that I could like wave around a lot when there's like an overdunk. Let Chef draw Gyarados.
So funny. That might be my favorite one we came up with, actually. I think that's my favorite one.
I like that it like calls out the cat. I wanted to kind of do like caster ones instead of team ones, but if you guys have good ones for like a team, let me know.
It's also so funny because no one wants to draw Gyarados less than Wonder Chef. So it's a truly hilariously perfect sign.
I know, and I just kind of like Raz and Wonder Chef. I also thought about just having like Psyduck on a sign and saying, be nice to him, he has a headache.
Oh, I love that. That's so cute. So, that's also
We have some ideas.
All of the broadcasts will use that, by the way. If you want to have footage of you on every game, make that sign. Because Pokemon will love that. Especially because these ICs this year are all branded Psyducky.
Oh, like, I didn't even think about that.
So, like, all the merch is, like, Psyduck and Wooper. So, yeah, definitely. Oh. Like, Bridget, this is a play. Right? This is
I am trying to... I feel like last times I've been to NAICs, I'm just, like, overwhelmed and socially anxious. This time I'm trying to be, like, present.
Yes.
You know?
And sign in hand is the best way to be present.
I feel like having a sign means, like...
Bring Wooper to Unite.
Look at me. Yeah, that's a good one.
If Clodsire comes to Unite before Muk, Muk is going to lose his mind.
Clod would be awesome.
Clodsire would be good. Yeah, Clodsire would be good. My perfect would be like Alolan Muk of that archetype. I would love a rainbow Mucky boy running around.
I would too.
Three Alolan Pokemon. Actually, let's make it four. Alolan Exeggutor would also be so funny.
Oh, if he was tall and he just like flacked down like he does in
Raging
Pogo.
Bolt would also be kind of dope. If that was our one like like past form Pokemon we got was
Raging Bolt. I
wish
we got a Paradox.
That'd be kind of cool. Okay, what past final thing to close out our episode? This could be our fun game section. What past Pokemon would you want added to Unite, and what future Pokemon would you want added to Unite?
Ooh.
I'll answer already because I made an article about this a long time ago on on Esports Illustrated. But Iron Valiant is my vouch for the future Pokemon. I just based on cool factor, like
it's sick. It's
a Darth Maul sword. Well, it's not exactly. Yeah, commenters are gonna come crazy for me for
it's
that.
Okay.
But it's so cool. Also, the fact that they don't have an evolution, kind of for both of these, is really cool. Because a lot of good Unite action there. So Iron Valiant would be my choice for future. For past, man, it.
It
might be,
like,
Raging Bolt. It might be Raging Bolt. I think my other vouch would be Fluttermane, probably.
Yeah, it's very iconic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just trying to think of, like, other that I think would be, like, kind of unique, cool concepts in Unite.
Can I give mine?
Please. What are you going with?
Future. I'm blank. I'm not good at the future ones' names. Okay. What's the future Delibird name?
Oh, Iron Bundle.
Fred, Iron Bundle. Mm. I like that guy.
You'd be skiing around.
Oh, that'd be so cute. With this little, like, cannon bag.
Yeah. Okay, Iron Bundle's a very good vouch.
I
like
think
Iron
he
Bundle.
Would be very cute.
Uh-huh.
I mean, in past, I love Screamtail so much. Oh, I know we already have Jiggly and Wigglytuff.
That'd be cool, though.
But I really like Screamtail, too.
This is free money for Timmy, which they've turned down my free money ideas before, but hopefully this one
they're listen. Skins would be the freest money.
Yeah. Wow. That's true.
Anyway.
Okay, you put Screamtail in, and all the hollowers for Screamtail are just like beat up old versions of all of the Wigglytuff hollowers. So they're
sailor.
Like, yeah,
oh
like an old, like ratty, like crazy sailor.
Like, yeah,
just
like
little
an old,
remixes.
Like, spooky, like sleep, like yes. Haunted, like sleepwear.
Yeah, like Ghost of Christmas Past
so
sleepwear
funny.
Would be very funny.
Like the nerd one, but it's like broken glasses
yes.
or whatever. Oh my God.
That would be awesome. I thought that one.
Yeah.
I also think the other past vouch I would have, because I'm kind of undecided on that one, Great Tusk, I think would be a fun one.
Iconic.
I've wanted for lack of a better word, a like Sonic the Hedgehog-esque character for a bit. Like one that like
literally Dawn Fan.
Yes. Like one that will spin and then charge. You know what I mean? Maybe I want just Dawn Fan, actually. Maybe I don't want Great Tusk or Iron Treads. Fanfy in our game.
We need an elephant.
Forget.
Need...
Yeah, honestly, give me Copper Raja or Donphan. I'll take either.
I would love. Point. Actually, Donphan would be so iconic. Especially
okay, now I want Donphan so bad.
Anything from like Stadium to me is like
okay.
inherently
yeah.
iconic. You know?
Okay.
So just picture the Stadium animation. Like I'm picturing Stadium Donphan like racing.
I like
so,
that. Okay. I like that
yeah.
a lot. Okay, fair
That's
enough.
That's what I want.
I like it. Ooh, that gave me a future segment idea for this podcast. I'll have to write that down. Okay, we are now finally at the end of the episode. So remember when I said that congratulations for making it to the end of the episode? I lied. Welcome to the real end of the episode. We already did our plug, so we're going to be headed out. Bridget, any words of encouragement for any of our listeners before we go on to our next episode?
Keep investing in yourself, and you'll never go wrong, you guys.
Oh, that's the best investment advice I've ever heard. Also, a house is an asset and not an investment. We'll talk to you all later. See you later, Dunkheads. We'll catch you on the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.